it's about making those lifestyle changes and making different choices and developing those healthful habits. And so in order to do that, the fundamental basis of it all is having that self-love, having enough of that vitamin L to, I was going to say drive you. I suppose it is that drive. When you've got that, those levels of self-love, you will naturally start to make those more healthful choices for yourself.
Welcome to the Happy Nurse Podcast. Nurses are the backbone of healthcare, always there to care for strangers as if they were one of their own, often forsaking special moments with their own family in order to ensure another's loved one is being cared for. As nurses, self-care is essential. I am Elena Mullery, nurse educator and self-care mentor for nurses. I'm an RN with 20 years of clinical experience. I have first-hand experience of stress and burnout. It was this experience which led me to develop a passion for personal development and pursue the study of mindfulness, meditation, hypnotherapy, and neurolinguistic programming. Each episode, I will be promoting self-care strategies to those who always care for others. I have broken self-care down into five aspects: mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and indulgence, to make it easy to ensure all your self-care needs are being met. Each episode, I will interview nurses and self-care gurus from around the world to help you with each aspect of your self-care. Welcome to the Happy Nurse Podcast with Elena Mullery.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this webinar. It's great to see you all here. Today, I have Anna Bain of Lifestyle Rebels with me here to chat about how to become a person with the energy to envy. Welcome, Anna. I'm really excited to have you on, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, me too. It's absolutely my favorite topic in the whole world to talk about, energy. And thank you so much for inviting me on.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for coming. I'll just quickly tell the viewers a bit about you. So yeah. Anna has a business called Lifestyle Rebels. She's an integrative health coach and specializes in helping people whose energy levels just aren't where they need them to be to do all that they want in life. She takes a mind, body, spirit approach, acknowledging all are intrinsically linked. Being a lifestyle rebel to not accept that sick and tired is the norm in life. That's so awesome. Yeah. I love the fact that you call it a lifestyle rebel.
That's yes. Great. And it's that the number one principle is to rebel against that which doesn't serve us. Often that word rebellion for some people can conjure up negative connotations, but when we're rebelling against those things that don't serve us and don't help us, then that can only be a good thing. And so yeah, that's pretty much where the name came from, because looking around me, it just seemed to be the accepted norm that feeling sick, having health issues, feeling tired, lacking energy was the norm for a lot of people, and it was being accepted as the norm. So to be a lifestyle rebel is to say, I'm setting a new standard for myself. I'm setting a new standard for my health, for my energy, for the way that I want to feel and the way that I want to show up in the world.
It's awesome. I love that you frame it up like that. It's really clever. As you know, I'm all about promoting self-care to nurses and healthcare workers. Yeah. And I speak about having a non-negotiable in my self-care. What is your non-negotiable when it comes to self-care?
So my absolute non-negotiable is my morning routine. And this is something that I've developed over the course of a few years. And it's very, very simple. And I call it the three M's. And it's literally movement, meditation and mindset.
Awesome.
So they are the three M's. And when I start my day off incorporating some kind of activity that allows me to meditate, improves my mindset, so fills my mind with those uplifting, inspiring messages, and I physically move my body, my day rolls so much better. I have so much more resiliency. I'm so much more in touch with myself, with my inner world. And it means that I have a calmness and clarity that on the days where I don't, which doesn't happen anymore because it is my non-negotiable now, but with everything, it's always a practice. And there was a period of time where I'd do it for a short time and then I might not do it for a couple of days. And I'd really, really notice a difference in how I felt in that day on the days that I didn't. And depending on how much time I've got in the morning, because it can vary, sometimes my routine will take half an hour, and sometimes on a day where I've got the luxury of more time, it's an hour and a half. And within that, the types of activities that I do for each of the M can vary as well, because I very much go with my intuition of how I feel, what I feel that morning I need to do for myself. So a saying that I always say is better messy hair than a messy mind.
I love that. I saw that in the notes that we were went between us earlier, and yeah, I thought that was brilliant, the messy hair rather than the messy mind. It's awesome.
Because if I'm limited on time, for me, it's far more worthwhile, it's far more nourishing for me to spend that time meditating, getting my mindset right, moving my body, freeing up my energy than doing my hair.
Yeah, it is. It's so important. I recently discovered how much it changes your day by doing something like that in the morning. And I joined this local group here, and we meet in the mornings and we jump in the ocean.
Wow.
Then we go for a coffee afterwards. So like, you're getting that connection with other people, and you're also just, you're waking yourself up. I mean, it's had to stop at the moment because of the situation. So, and I am really, really missing it because I got used to doing it. And it sets you up for an awesome day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is that combination of mind, body, spirit in the three M's. It's all intrinsically linked, and all is as important as the other. So for example, my movement, some days it literally will be a 10-minute stretch on the yoga mat. Some days it'll be an hour's yoga session. Some days it'll be, I'll go for a run. And some days, like this morning, I'll put on some real uplifting tunes and I'll just dance like a mad woman around my living room. But just that, like that movement of the body, it just frees up your energy, gets the energy flowing, gets the oxygen pumping, gets the endorphins flowing.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately too, because I can't get in the ocean. Well, I can, but there's no one to meet there. So yeah, I've just been dancing around the house like a loony instead.
It's awesome. One of my favorite things, dance breaks throughout the day as well. So if I spend a lot of time on the computer, and I just know, I feel when my energy drops, and dance breaks is one of the fastest ways to change your energy. And to
I'm going to remember that when I go back to work next week and when I start to get to crank the tunes up.
just get moving, physically moving. It's one of the fastest ways.
Yeah, cool. I created a model of self-care that looks at the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual and indulgent parts of self-care. So I've broken it down into five easy aspects to remember.
Yeah.
What would be your idea of the indulgent self-care?
So the indulgent self-care for me is to make sure I'm having the time within the day to connect with my intuition, to connect with my inner world, and In terms of my my coaching that I do with people, it very much resonates with the way that you teach, because I do take a mind, body, and spirit approach. And so I have a term that I call extreme self-love. Sometimes I call it unapologetic self-love. Sometimes I call it the self-love rebellion. And it's all about connecting with your intuition and finding that time, making time for those activities in the day which boost your levels of self-love. I call it vitamin L.
That's awesome.
Vitamin L is the forgotten nutrient. It's the nutrient that your doctor probably won't talk to you about. And yet it's like the fundamental nutrient in terms of living a healthy and happy, energized life. And so in order to boost those levels of vitamin L, to boost those levels of self-love, it's really important for me to spend the time, do the activities that I know connect me with my intuition, with my inner world, because when I do that, when I feel that connection, I then get those gut feelings about things. I get those ideas. I get those sometimes they're just like little urges to go and do something, and it's always something that is going to nourish me. It's always something that is fun. It's always something that is enlivening in some way. It's always something which is what I need in that moment. And the only way that I get in touch with that is when I make sure I have that time. So for me, indulgent self-care is making sure that I prioritize those times and having that time to connect. And sometimes it can literally be a walk. I'm really lucky enough to live surrounded by woodlands.
Beautiful.
So sometimes it's simply to just go for a walk through the woods and have that quiet time, because that really helps me to clear I call it the noise of nonsense in the mind, just getting outside in nature. I mean, there's so many scientific research studies out there that just show the power of nature, the power of being in nature in terms of our health and our happiness and our energy. So that is my indulgent self-care, is prioritizing me, prioritizing my quiet time, my time to go inward, to connect with my intuition, and then to allow myself, because this is the next point, to allow myself to then, and trust myself, trust my intuition, to then follow those prompts. Follow those little urges and those little ideas, and because it never guides me wrong.
Yeah, there's breadcrumbs there for you to follow if you're listening, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find my most creative moments come from listening to my inner wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And what you were saying about nature, I totally agree. It's so healing for us. And it's something that I promote a lot through Happy Nurse too, because hospitals are the most unnatural environments you can ever be in. So when you've been in one of them all day working, it's so important to get out into nature and just reconnect with the natural world. Yeah.
And there's studies that have proven to show that if you can spend just 10 minutes, go outside, take your shoes off so that your bare feet are connected with the earth just for 10 minutes, that can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I quite often do that, literally go out, take my shoes off, sit in the ground, put my feet are connected with the earth, close my eyes and just breathe deep for 10 minutes. And every single time it does the trick. So whatever is going on up here, because that's always what's causing the problem, is this noise that's going on in our minds. It grounds us. You've probably heard the term grounding.
Yeah, totally.
And that's literally what it does. It grounds us with Mother Nature. And there's science behind that as well. There's electromagnetic waves that run through the earth. And they are really, they're really nourishing and energizing for us as human beings.
Yeah, definitely. It gets us out of our heads and into our bodies again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all to do with the negative and the positive ions. I can't remember which way around it is. But yeah, I know what you're saying. And it is, it's so healing and it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
If you enjoy meditating or you would like to give meditation a try, why not head on over to happynurse.com.au/meditation to download my free guided meditation for stress and anxiety relief. It's 12 minutes of pure self-care.
My next question is, who or what inspires you to be the best version of yourself?
So I guess what inspires me to be the best version of myself is to be really clear on my vision of firstly what I want for myself and what I want for my life, and also what I can share with the world, what I can bring to the world, and who I should say most importantly, who I can help in the world. Because I've been on, as with everyone, I've been on my own journey, and 6-7 years ago I was really not in a great place, and I was really, really struggling with my energy. I had constant fatigue. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I kept going to the doctors for tests and they kept saying, we can't find anything wrong with you. And I was just in a real place of frustration, just totally didn't really know which direction to move in. And obviously, fast forward 7 years, here I am now. And I've created a business as an integrative health coach, and I've specifically focused my specialism on people who are in the position that I was 7 years ago. And so that's what inspires me. And that's what inspires me to, on a daily basis, prioritize my self-care.
Yeah.
Because I know that Anna, who is prioritizing her self-care and doing everything that she has learned over those last 7 years she needs to do to thrive, is of so much more benefit to the world than Anna, who is dropping out her self-care and putting other people's first and running around doing everything else for everybody else and not taking the time to do stuff for herself. I literally then just don't have it to give, because you can't give what you haven't got.
It's that analogy, you can't pour from an empty cup, isn't it?
Yeah.
You make sure you're okay so then you can help others. Yeah, and I think as nurses, it's very important that we do practice self-care, because we're constantly giving when we're at work. And then we've got families, and we can have husbands or children or whatever. And yeah, it's so important to look after us so that we can then give the best of ourselves to everyone else that needs us.
And it is, because like I mentioned about extreme self-love and vitamin L, and you know, it's I worked for over 10 years, closer to about 13 years, in the social care sector. And I manage services, domestic violence services. And so I'm very used to working in a care environment and shift work and shift patterns, and just the impact of every single day going to a job where you are giving of yourself to help somebody else. And so it becomes very easy to find yourself in a position where you're giving, and you're not taking the time to do the things that you need to do to then recharge, to, as you said, fill your cup back up. that I've got another term I use quite a lot, which is the recharge alarm. Uh-oh. Everybody's got a recharge alarm. It's just that it takes time, it takes awareness and a lot of honest self-reflection to start realizing what that recharge alarm is for you specifically. I know what mine is for me. Mine is tension in my neck and shoulders. That is my recharge alarm. And when I start to feel it, even if it might only be that a small little creeping in of that tension, I know I need to get up and do something different to what I'm actually doing that moment in time. And it needs to be something that is going to nourish me and recharge and just give me that little moment of respite.
Yeah, it is. And it's knowing your body and these little cues it's giving you. Like you said, I know when I'm getting stressed and I need to actually start looking after myself again because I've let it slip. And it's when I start clenching my teeth and I can feel that I store it all in my jaw. And the minute I start doing that, I'm like, oh, I've let my self-care go a bit. I need to up my game.
But how amazing, once you have that awareness, once we have that awareness, it's, we were literally saying, obviously, before we started the recording, about there's no going back.
Yeah. Yeah, once you know, you know. And it's just listening to your body and these subtle clues it gives you and understanding them and acting on them when it does.
Your body has an innate wisdom. And my coaching is very much centered on helping people to reconnect with their intuition. And that includes the innate wisdom of the body.
Yeah. And I think as nurses, we all have quite strong intuition because a lot of us will pick up that patients are about to deteriorate before they actually do. Because we can pick up on the signs and they might be so subtle, but we obviously are very tuned into our patients. So it's just tuning that intuition or whatever you want to call it, sixth sense, into yourself and understanding your own body's cues. So definitely. So what tips or expertise would you advise or want to share with all the nurses and healthcare professionals out there at the moment?
So this has been really at the forefront for me for probably the last two, maybe even 3 weeks. And it's what I've already mentioned, which is about this concept of unapologetic self-care, of extreme self-love, I should say, of unapologetic self-love, of the self-love rebellion. Because when it comes to energy is... The way I see energy is our gauge, it's our gauge of where our health and happiness is at. And I believe we all have an abundance of natural energy within. It's just that it becomes blocked, it becomes hijacked by our lifestyle choices, by the food that we're filling our body with our mindset, by the noise of the mind, is the number one energy zapper that there is. And so in order to unlock that natural energy, it's about making those lifestyle changes and making different choices and developing those healthful habits. And so in order to do that, the fundamental basis of it all is having that self-love, having enough of that vitamin L to, I was going to say drive you. I suppose it is that drive. When you've got those levels of self-love, you will naturally start to make those more healthful choices for yourself.
Yes, that drive kind of fills your cup, doesn't it? It's what fuels you to get through.
Yeah. And it's like a cycle, because when you have that small bit of self-love, which then prompts you to take the action you need to take to get in touch with your intuition, which then leads you to be doing more of those self-loving activities, those self-care taking those self-care actions for yourself, which then leads to more self-love, and to more desire to get in touch with your intuition, into more putting yourself first and doing more. So it's like a cycle, and it all starts with that, having that smattering. It might be just like a small spattering of self-love to start with for some people, to get the ball rolling. So that's really what I wanted to just talk about, this concept. And if somebody had asked me, what does self-love mean to you, a few years ago, I probably would have said something like, oh, well, it's making sure that I do nice things for myself, and that I say some positive affirmations in the morning. Also, I probably would have said something like that. And I was very focused on that, those words, self-care, self-love, very focused on those self-care activities and those self-love activities, which are important. They are part of a much bigger, deeper whole.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So when I say extreme self-love, and what self-love means to me is to know, to trust, to respect, and to honour your truth.
Yeah, that's so true. Beautifully put.
In every area of your life. And that's why it's a fundamental, because to know, trust, respect, and honour your truth when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to your work environment, when it comes to your home environment, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to the way that you talk to yourself in your own mind.
Yeah, that's a huge one, because that's the voice we hear most, is the one that's in our heads. So,
and it's the one for me that is still a work in progress, and potentially might always be a work in progress. Like it's always about progress, not perfection. Yeah. And the way that you talk to yourself, and the words and the language that you use when you talk to yourself, is so, so powerful in terms of how we experience life.
Yeah, very. Yeah, all the decisions we're making as well.
Yeah, it literally impacts our choices, our beliefs, our actions, our decisions, how we show up in the world. So what I would say is, because there's obviously there's a scale of where we feel that we are on the self-love scale, and it will fluctuate. And same with energy, same with the energy scale. It's a natural part of being a human being, is that you'll find those fluctuations. It's just that, how big are those fluctuations?
Yes.
How far down the scale do you drop, and how long do you stay there for?
Yeah, you don't want to be on the roller coaster.
No, because that's never fun. And ultimately, when it comes to energy, that's what people are looking for, is that stable, natural quality energy.
Yeah.
Rather than this constant, which a lot of people experience, is that one day they're at an 8 in terms of their energy, and the next day they're down at a 2.
Yeah,
that's when there's something's going on there. There's an imbalance there that we need to explore as to why. And it's the same with that, with self-love. It all stems from that. So if some days were, you know, queen of our world, and we're putting ourselves first, and we're doing everything we need to do, and we're feeling the benefits of that within, and then the next week we're down at a 2, and we're running ourselves ragged, and we're literally not doing anything for ourselves and everything for everybody else, then what is it that's going on there? So what I would say is, it's always important as a starting point to realize where you're at.
Yeah, that's checking in with yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, where am I at, and where do I want to be? And when people first start exploring this concept of self-love, it's often a question to say, well, how do I even start to really know where my vitamin L levels are at? And it's all about questions. All about asking questions. So to ask yourself some questions as to, in fact, I wrote a few down because I'm never very good at remembering kind of a whole list of questions and things. So I wrote a few down, which are really quite powerful. So to just ask yourself, are your thoughts critical? Do you ever pretend to like something that really you don't like? Do you put your needs on the back burner to make somebody else happy? Do you finish the meal just to be polite, even though you really don't like the food? Do you allow other people to be unkind to you? Do you regularly fill your body with foods that you know don't nourish you? And this is a really quite powerful one. Do you stop yourself from doing what lights you up? Mm. Do you stop yourself from dancing, from painting, from singing, from ice skating, whatever it might be that really lights you up? Do you stop yourself from doing it for fear of what other people might think? Because if we go back to the definition of what self-love is, when we know trust, respect, and honor our truth, with all of those questions, we can really start to see how we are with our vitamin L level. So I just wanted to finish, really, I've just got a really quick activity that people can just start doing straight away.
Awesome.
Which is, I'm a big fan of journaling. Is that something that you teach, Elena?
I speak about gratitude journals. So yes.
I'm a big advocate for journaling because it's just so beneficial to really, when you start to put things on paper, you really start to see patterns. And there's something about putting something in black and white on paper, and you can't get away from it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit like if you think of it, your brain in terms of a computer, when your computer's memory is getting full, you dump it onto a hard drive or whatever. That's what journaling's like. It's like getting everything that's stuck in here out and onto paper.
Yeah.
As well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is a very kind of therapeutically clear, like a clearing exercise as well.
Yeah.
So, and this one is specifically about self-love. So simply at the end of every day, take 10 minutes, grab your journal, and just think about these two questions. Where in the day did you practice self-love? And where in the day was self-love lacking? Awesome. And it's a case of literally just reflecting back through your day, writing down the specifics as well. Because what you'll find is at the end of the week, when you look back, you will notice some patterns. And you will start to notice that it might be that there's certain areas of your life that your vitamin L levels are way up here, really strong. You've got real good self-love going on in those areas. But yet in other areas of your life, they may well be lacking. And like I said, the first step to any kind of change is to find that awareness first. But there's one proviso I just want to say to people, even though I'm a rebel, I don't like rules, but there is one, and it's a really important one. And it's to say, this exercise is not designed to give you another thing to give yourself a hard time about.
Yeah.
Because quite often, if we have got that critical voice going on in our mind a lot, and we do an exercise like this, and perhaps we realize that our self-love is lacking, and then it can just be another thing to give ourselves a hard time about. That's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. Because we all have those moments in time in our life where we make choices, or we make decisions, or we take action that perhaps isn't as self-loving as we know it could be. But it's just about becoming aware of it so that then we can change it.
Yeah, we're all human at the end of the day. We've all got our quirks and our vices, and yeah. It's about returning back to that point and realizing when things are starting to go a bit astray and pulling yourself back to that center.
Yeah. It's the comeback rate. I call it the comeback rate. And our happiness and our energy, because it's all linked, is as a result of how quickly we can come back. And what I mean by that is how quickly can we bring ourselves back to where we know is really us, to the place of, to the feeling that we know helps us thrive.
Yeah, beautiful. So true. It does, and it all comes back to love. That's what it ultimately, that John Lennon quote is one of my favorites about love and fear. Do you know
which one was that? I'll probably know it if you say it.
Yeah, it's quite a long quote, but he's saying about people who are in love with life open their arms and they're standing up straight and they're, I can't remember the exact, but I'll put it in the comments underneath. But when you're in fear, you kind of fear away from things and you shy away and you shut yourself down. So if you show yourself that self-love, then you are going to turn up as a different version of yourself to if you were in that fear state. So,
and it is that thing often people have, I guess it is a fear, have that fear that they'll be seen as selfish.
Yeah.
They'll be seen as self. That's the big one. And often for women specifically, that they'll be seen as selfish if they're putting themselves first.
Yeah.
And actually, if that is you, if you're sitting there and you're nodding and you're thinking, yeah, that's me, I've got a question for you, because if taking the action to fill up your cup, to nourish yourself from the inside out so that you can show up to the world as the best version of yourself, is that really selfish? Because when you're the best version of yourself, you can do so much to help so many more people. Like we were saying earlier on, if you haven't got it within, you haven't got it to give.
Yeah, totally.
So that is the question I would ask you to reflect on if you're sitting there, if that's the common thought that goes through your mind when you think about putting yourself first.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much. It's been so awesome chatting to you.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it. And any time at all, like I said, the topic of energy and energy mastery is a huge topic. There's so much that I could talk about. But I'm just really glad that today we talked on this topic. And I really hope that people have got something from it.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've got lots of takeaways from it. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us all.
No worries.
We'll hopefully see you again soon.
You will. You will.
Thanks, Anna.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Happy Nurse Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's content and would like to join the Happy Nurse community, head over to Facebook and check out the Happy Nurse AU Facebook page and request to join the Happy Nurse community. Also, check out happynurse.com.au for access to free downloads and subscription to my blog. See you soon, and in the meantime, remember to always offer yourself the same compassion that you so freely give to others.